We were made aware of this yesterday. A rally is to be held in Sligo Town on Saturday week next, the 11th of December. And it is, according to its promotion poster, it is an event to end medical coercion. There are a number of speakers lined up for the event, including GP Dr. Anne McCluskey, who you may remember as a former general election candidate in Sligo Leitrim. And the organisers say this medical coercion defiles the principle of bodily autonomy. Well, we are joined by one of the organisers of the event, David O'Reilly. David, good morning to you.
Good morning.
And thanks for joining us. What coercion are you talking about specifically? Nobody's been forced to do anything or take anything, David, are they?
Well, at the moment, what we're seeing is a what we're seeing is that our rights are being taken off us, and they're being given back to us if we comply. So we would say yes, very much coercion, and you know, this is the state manufacturing of discrimination, and we find it completely unconstitutional, and it's a very big concern for us at the moment.
Okay, well, it's more accurate so to describe your protest and your issue as vaccine discrimination as you see it, as opposed to medical coercion. I mean, last time I checked, taking a vaccine wasn't compulsory. Nobody's been forced to take a vaccine.
Well, this is, we're 2 years into a 5-year campaign by unelected international recommendations. So this is going to go on for a long time. We said from the beginning that the lockdowns weren't going to end, and the pressure wasn't going to come off once people started complying. What we said was that the more you comply, the more restrictions will be put on you, because in the end, there is an agenda to give everybody a digital passport. It's a big concern we have. Now, we can't say for sure that that's the case. However, we see that there are no checks and balances in place to protect us from this kind of sinister agenda.
But what, I mean, just thought, what agenda? What sinister agenda? What agenda is at play apart from trying to save people's lives, David?
Well, there are no checks and balances in place to protect us from the more sinister elements. I mean, we've seen in Irish medical history that there have been plenty of incidences of, you know, malpractice, especially in the last two vaccine programs and in the Servicheck issue. So, you know, these things are still unresolved. And
okay.
We,
all right. So, who is driving the sinister agenda, as you see it, David?
Well, are you saying? I can't say. What we're doing is really what we're doing in Sligo is we're creating a free speech platform so that people can address those issues. I don't have all the answers. I just smell a rat, and I think a lot of people do too. And we have to be able to protect ourselves. Now, what we're seeing is that we are being governed by international recommendation, and we have no electoral strategy to remove these people or these policies. And we also live in a time of cancel culture where a lot of the debate surrounding these things is not allowed. And as you see, you know, we've got GPs, we've got, you know, nurses and teachers who are under enormous pressure and who are punished for risk being sacked. Okay. I mean, we have seen agency nurses being told if they don't get the vaccine, they're going to be sacked.
All right.
Well, they called the bluff.
Okay, well, just on that, before I proceed with I mean, we're bound to get texts, and there are texts coming in already saying it's obvious you're an anti-vaxxer, people like to put you in a box and put a label on you, you shouldn't be given any publicity or airtime at all. What you're promoting and supporting is dangerous, is putting people's lives in in danger. How do you respond to that, David?
Well, you know, this is more cancel culture. I mean, and the word anti-vax gives everybody permission to dismiss us. And, you know, I have stated clearly where we're coming from. And I think that the issues that we are raising are important issues. It's about checks and balances. We have a free speech platform in Sligo to discuss these things. Anybody can speak.
Yeah.
We even let the opposition up to speak.
Okay.
If they're there now.
Okay. So, but is it your feeling, and is it some of those who are involved in the rallies feeling that all the medical experts worldwide are wrong? That in this country the NPHET is wrong, the health minister is incorrect, our government is just one big giant conspiracy. Is that your contention?
Like I say, that's what we're trying to get to the bottom of in absence of a decent debate. You know, we have top virologists who are raising big concerns, and they are just not getting anywhere near the airwaves. Now, I appreciate you giving me the chance to speak here now, and fair play to you, but... the bigger institutions of this media institutions in the state have pretty much are effectively operating a cancel culture on our argument.
All
we're doing is having a free speech platform. This is to tackle the cancel culture, the dismissiveness towards any dissent or any concerns that should are being raised. And in fairness, this is a massive state reach into our lives, and you know, we should
for the correct reasons, David. That's the counter argument, as you know. And the facts are most of those who have died from COVID in this country and internationally were unvaccinated. Most of those who were seriously ill in our intensive care units and hospitals are unvaccinated. Most of those who've contracted COVID at all are unvaccinated. Or do you see it differently, or do you have different facts and figures and statistics?
We've got somebody who knows a lot more about medicine than I do, who's going to speak on Saturday.
Yeah, but you're referring to Dr. Anne McCluskey, whom a lot of people know well. She's a former general election candidate here in Sligo Leitrim, but she's been suspended from practicing over an investigation of disinformation around the COVID-19 vaccination programme. So she's hardly a credible expert on the vaccination process, David.
Well, that matches up perfectly with what I'm saying about cancel culture. I mean, you know, she is presenting her concerns about vaccine injury. And, you know, she is disputing those figures. And, you know, the figures are highly disputable. I mean, when we argue with medical people, they agree with us on most of the issues that we raise. They agree that vaccines cause injury and death. They agree that the figures that they're hearing
you don't accept the figures. The figures we hear daily, so from the NPHET briefing, press conference in some cases, you don't believe any of those figures at all, David?
Well, you know, I listen to them, but if the medical people who are arguing against us also agree that there's something suspicious about them, then I think that, and you've got a state shutdown on any opposition voices, it's highly likely that that is the case.
Okay. Are you coming from any political or religious background in relation to your campaign or protest or demonstration? Do you have any, as a group, any political or religious affiliations, David?
Well, no, that's a good question, and thanks for that. I mean, broadly speaking, we are people who believe in the truth, you know, that we are willing to sacrifice for the truth, and we are willing to pursue the truth despite the cost. And so that, if that's a religious perspective, then So be it. I mean, what we are living in different times. You know, the old political structures don't work anymore. So what we operate now is, who are we? We are a network of individuals who don't agree with each other necessarily, that have a common objective. We're not trying to create unity, because as you see with say the UN, the EU and all these united structures, is one person at the top tells everybody else what to do, and there is no disagreement.
Okay.
And so we don't want, we're moving away from that. So I mean, just because you know, somebody else is speaking on that platform, they don't define me, and I don't define them. It is a free speech platform. Anyone is entitled to get up there and say the bit, and we don't make judgment.
Right, a final question, so in relation to that. At the end of the day, people have a choice, whether you acknowledge it or not. They have a choice. They can get the vaccines or they can't. So is there any point at all in staging a rally like this? Does it serve any purpose? Because in truth, you will probably be preaching to the converted or non-converted on the day. The government or NPHET are not going to change their strategy based on your views, which is, and I think you've admitted it and conceded it is, apart from Dr. McCluskey, in your opinion, it's a non-medical, non-scientific point of view, Derek.
Are we preaching to the converted? Well, you know, we have activists in Sligo who want to do this and put out the poster, and you know, this is what we do. I mean, we found that in Galway, with a very we did a lot of private polling, and we found that you know, the actual vaccination rate is probably about 76%. That's just talking to people in the street, and we do believe that by protesting we can stop this medical coercion. And it is about choice. You know, people, if they're going to get vaccinated, that's fine. And we are not anti-vax. We recognize that up to the polio vaccine, these were very important and things to be doing, and that the benefit to cost ratio was very much in the favor of the vaccine. But in more recent times, you're starting to see something very, very different happening in medicine. And we can't see the benefit to people, especially when we're losing our rights.
Lots of reaction, understandably, David, coming in.
Yeah.
I just ask you to react to one of somebody ringing in saying it's totally irresponsible of a radio station like ours to have that man on. A station like yours should lose your license for having someone like that on your show. And someone else says, if David spent nearly 3 weeks in hospital fighting COVID and another 2 weeks or 2 months getting over it, you'd have a different view. So that's someone who has gone through that. How would you reply to someone like that?
What we're hearing is totalitarianism. I mean, Irish people are getting used to totalitarianism, and radio stations are being threatened by ministers for losing their... We're seeing that. And this is a very, very unhealthy attitude. And people really want to think about themselves before they start making comments like that. This is a very dangerous situation we're in. When you can't debate, in the end, this is about seeking the truth in all of this. And that is the most important thing. The truth, there's no problem with the truth. If you know, and that's what we're trying to do.